It's classroom time for all you men and women in the armed forces of the United Nations. Time for a rebroadcast of the College of Musical Knowledge. And here's the old professor himself, K. Kaiser.
Well, evening, folks. How y'all? You're keen, Dean. Well, I'd say you're keen. And the old college is at El Paso, Texas, on the Mexican border tonight to hold class with Uncle Sam's fighting anti-aircraft artillerymen at Fort Bliss. Ah, yes. You know, these fellas here don't know what's going on outside the Fort Bliss post. They keep them in ignorance. But that's all right. Everybody knows ignorance is bliss.
Say, Fess, it was really a thrill to get over to Mexico today.
A thrill? I'll say it was. It certainly was. You know, they've got a bull ring over at Juarez. My, it's exciting. Over there, the bull comes out pawing and blowing and stamping the ground.
And... yeah, and over here it comes out and says, "Evening, folks. How y'all?"
That's a fine way to speak of me, Bill Foreman. Hey, by the way, Bill, what does El Paso mean?
El Paso means the pass.
El Paso means the past. That explains a lot. Well, now I know.
Now you know what, Beth?
El Paso means the past. Well, back in Hollywood, they call Sinatra the voice. Monty Woolley, the beard. Betty Grable, the legs. Now I know why the girls call me El Paso. Whoa, greetings, aluminum. Ish, why do you call your horse greetings, aluminum?
Because she's a distant cousin of hi-ho, silver.
Ish, you're a fine Lone Ranger. Why, you don't even know where the border is.
Of course I know where the border is. The border's over at my girl's house across the Rio Grande River.
Ish, the border's at your girl's house across the river?
I ought to know. There's a sign on the front porch. We keep borders.
Goodness gracious, boy. Listen, Ish, don't try to tell me anything about the border. I was in Juarez. Well, I played around one of those slot machine places for 2 hours, and the best I could get was 2 lemons.
Yeah, I know. I saw you with them.
Please. Well, say, Ish, did you meet any nice-looking Mexican girl?
Yes, indeed. Indeed, I did. But she was so beautiful that I didn't know what to say to her.
You didn't know what to... Well, Ish, why didn't you say, "Mi señorita, usted me gustó muchísimo, es muy bonita, muy preciosa y tiene todo que hay en este mundo y en que forma, piocha."
That's fine, but what does that mean in English?
Boing!
Professor, the chimes of Kaiser College ring out across the Texas plains. Lay aside these childish problems and prepare yourself for your eager scholar.
All right, Dean, but before we give away $115, let's have some hoots and hollers. What I mean is, come on, chillin'. Yes, Dan.
Buzzer took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought everything was on the square. The buzzer tried to throw the monkey off his back. The monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cuckoo down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use in jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Oh, cuckoo down, Papa, don't you blow your top. The buzzer told the monkey, you was choking me. Loose your hold and I will set you free." The monkey looked the buzzer right square in the eye. Says, "Your story is so touching, but it sounds just like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and stay right. straighten up and fly right. Cuckoo down, Papa, don't you blow your time. Right. Mr. Buzzard, I want you to stop and cool yourself down before you blow your top.
And the class is all here except those who are A-W-O-L.
Well, okay, Dean. Let's get our first gunner and see what he can tell.
And here's our first round contestant, Professor.
It is Sergeant Phil Arnold. Phil Arnold of Brooklyn, New York. And Phil... Well, Phil, come out of that foxhole, Daddy. My goodness, I thought maybe we were here only in sections. There is Sergeant Phil Arnold. Well, Phil, it's nice to see you, boy. It certainly is. I like that GI you got there. Say, Phil, can you name a song with put in its title?
Oh, fine.
Any song with put in its title? Song. Hold
me tight. You could put your arms around me, honey. Hold me tight. Didn't you?
Phil, this is so sudden. That's right. Now, can you give us a song with the word take in its title? Take.
Take.
Take. Any song with the word take in its title?
You can't take it with you.
Absolutely right. That's the name of a play and a picture, and I'm sure that there's a song written called You Can't Take It With You. That's right. That's right. Phil is right. Brooklyn, he's right there on the level. His beam on the beam.
I'll even sing it.
Now, he'll even sing it. Sing it.
You can't take it with you, you can't take it with you. So live and love and be gay, and have your fun while you may.
How do you like that? Why, Philip! Say, this boy is really loaded. Now, Phil, we've got a little put-and-take top here with the usual numbers on it. You know, all we want you to do is spin it. Now, if a little put-and-take top comes up put, you put as many crackers as the put-and-take top calls for right in your mouth and try to whistle deep in the heart of Texas. But now, listen closely. If you spin a take, that is, if the top comes up take, then you get as many kisses as you spin from the sizzling sisters of the town criers. Now wait, Phil. Provided... Provided you can get past their brothers. And look at that solid eye they're giving this boy here. That's odd. All right. Now, here is the put and take. We want you to spin it. Now, let's see. If it comes up put, you have to put crackers in your mouth. If it puts up take, you get to eat candy. Now, here we go. Go over and kiss the girl. Now, wait. Here it goes. He's spinning. Suspense. It's going round and round. Round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. It's... Take one! Take one! What's that? Wouldn't you know a Brooklyn sergeant would get in there and say... It said take one, he took one, but he took it from each girl.
And now, Sergeant Bob, here's a right or wronger from Sergeant B.U. Smith somewhere in Italy. Now, just listen closely and say right or wrong to the following statements. Is this right or wrong? There's a new American bombing plane called the B-32. Right or wrong?
Wrong.
Beg your pardon?
Right.
Boy, those top chicks know their way around the army, don't they? He said wrong. I said, beg your pardon. He says right. Yeah. Well, you're right. That is right. Second, right or wrong? General Custer made his last stand at the Alamo. Right or wrong?
Wrong.
You're right. That's wrong. Third, Winston Churchill was a war correspondent in the Boer War. Right or wrong?
Right.
You're right. That is right. Fourth, right or wrong? Mountbatten is a mountain in India.
No, it's Lord Mountbatten.
Lord Mountbatten. And he is a mountain over there, though. Thank you very much. Now, it's Corporal Jack Lane of Chicago. All right, Jackson Lane. Let's start swinging down the lane with this thing from Margaret Hagg of Detroit. She says that this song identifies a famous officer leader, fresh back from the Coast Guard, who has returned to radio with a brand new show. I beg your pardon.
Rudy Valley.
Yes, Jackson. Rudy Valley, that's right. Say, there are four time zones, Eastern, Central, Mountain, and Pacific time zones. Speaking of my time is your time, what time zone is Cincinnati in? What time zone is Cincinnati in? Eastern, Central, Mountain, or Pacific? What time zone?
Eastern, Central.
Now, wait.
Southern Pacific?
No, I'm sorry you missed it. It's absolutely in Eastern time is right. That's what you said. Eastern time is right. Yes, sir. It's right on the line. What time zone is Indianapolis in?
Eastern time zone.
You're going to stick with that?
Eastern.
You wouldn't change it?
The Eastern time.
Student! It's in the Central time zone.
Here's our first round winner with a fancy score.
Yes, sir. The winner of the first round, it's either contestant 1, 2, or 3. It was, with a perfect score all the way, not 3, not 2, but 1. Sergeant Phil Arnold of Brooklyn. yes, sir. Philip, you're in line for a Ph.D. And while you're waiting for your degree, here's our swell new one-family singing group, the Town Criers. Now, I want to say a couple of words about the Town Criers, the two brothers. They're fine singers. They're nice-looking fellas. I also want to say a word about the two sisters. Boing!
Your boy is your A, my baby. The way you up. Hey, you know you is still my baby, baby. See, my flame in your heart done gone up.
Second-round contestant, Bess.
And the first second-round contestant is Sergeant Dick Swidler of La Jolla, California! Well, Sergeant Dick Swidler of La Jolla. La Jolla, La Jolla. Say, listen, Sergeant Dick, Dennis Richards of Stockton, California wants you to help us with the plot of the College of Musical Knowledge strip serial, which is starting tonight.
Presenting... The Adventures of Squarehead.
Listen.
What's that there on the floor? It's a crate. It's a box. No, it's Squarehead.
Hello, folks.
Well, as we meet the art criminal Squarehead, he has just accosted Dauntless Dan, the detective. Dauntless Dan speaks first.
Listen, Squarehead. If you think you can continue to outwit Dauntless Dan, then you're just a...
He's got it.
Scatterbrain.
Then you're just a scatterbrain.
Oh, yeah, Dauntless Dan. Well, it may interest you to know I have just taken from your pocket a valuable...
He says to Dauntless Dan, I've just taken from your pocket a valuable... I don't let us string you with this one, boy. This is really a pearl, this question, isn't it? Dennis!
Pearls.
You beat the bell. Wait a minute, he beat the bell, didn't you, Sarge? Yes, sir, he beat the bell. if he ain't right, go ahead, strip me. Demote me, go ahead, break me, go ahead. I'm already civilian third class. All right, now, wait a minute. That's right. He said, I've just stolen a string of pearls. Well, so Squarehead is launched on his crimson career of crime. He gives Dauntless Dan 3 cups of arsenic, stabs him 14 times, and leaves him lying at death's door. Thanks, death's door. What will happen next week? Tune in and find out.
Look there on the floor. It's a box. It's a crate. No, it's Squarehead.
Thank you. That's one of the quieter moments here in the college. Thank you, Dick Swiler. Now for the second question. Hello. Here is WAC Private Barbara Custer of Hollywood, California. Well, come in, Barbara. Let's make this Custer's last stand. Now, listen, Barbara Custer.
Corporal Charles Lowe, somewhere in the Pacific, wants you to pick out
are the names of four presidents from the following sketch. Now listen closely and get the names of the presidents. One of the boys in our band is such a slowpoke, he missed our train, so he hitchhiked along the Lincoln Highway. He stopped to take a gander at Hoover Dam and telephoned some friends in Cleveland. Finally, the thought began to pierce his brain that we'd better wire us for reservations so he'd have a place to hit the hays when he got to El Paso, because it's as crowded here as in Washington. But he was too late and had to Coolidge heels in a hotel lobby last night. Four presidents.
Coolidge,
that's fine.
Hoover.
Polk, good.
And Washington.
Washington, that's four. She got four. A little more. Thank you. And now, here is Private Venom Dangers of Ozark, Arkansas. Ah, yes. Of Ozark, Arkansas, Private Venom Dangers. Now, is that right, Dangers? I beg your pardon.
Dangers.
Dangers, right, sir. I thought there were no dangers in Arkansas. Now, let's go. Private Lamentina, somewhere in England, wants us to listen to this theme song and name one of America's greatest bands. Listen. All right, there's the theme of a very famous dance orchestra, and Betty Grable is going to hate you if you don't get it. If you don't get the answer, Betty Grable.
Harry James.
You said it, didn't you?
Yes,
Harry James, you didn't hear anybody out there say it, did you?
Oh, no.
That's fine. Harry James. Now, what do you know about these Harrys? Matter Harry, the Harry Ape, and Harry Hito. What about Matter Harry?
She was a German spy.
Famous spy, that's right. And the Harry Ape. The Harry Ape.
The movie.
I beg your pardon?
Movie.
That's right. What are you looking at me for? That's right. And, of course, old Harry Hito, he's a Harry Ape. We all know that. Thank you very much.
Second round winner, Professor.
All right. The winner of the second round with a perfect score all the way is contestant number two, Wax Private Barbara Custer, Hollywood, California. Here's a pretty prize for you men with your eyes on the skies. It's our stop, look at, and listen to gal, gorgeous Georgia Carroll. Georgia, for these thousands of army men before you, the eyes of Texas are upon you, so turn it on.
I don't want to love you. Please don't make me care. This heart of mine is leading me nowhere. If I only knew there was a chance that you could feel the way I do, how different it would be. But I don't want to kiss you. Crazy as it seems, I'd just be getting deeper in my dreams. And if I'm not sure your dreams are my dreams too, then I don't want to love you like I do.
The jackrabbits scatter, the bullets patter, and with a clip and a clatter, here comes our goon from the Alma Mater, with a tummy that's fat and a head that's fatter, Jay Kaiser.
And now, thank you very much for those nice words. And the first contestant in our playoff quiz is the winner of the first round, Sergeant Phil King Kong Arnold of Brooklyn, New York. Say, Phil, now, tonight we want to pay honor to the great state that is our host, Texas. Texas is a mighty big state. In fact, Lorraine Mead of Garnerville, New York, says it's so big that you could take Connecticut, Delaware, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New Mexico, Vermont, Indiana, Kentucky, Maine, Maryland, South Carolina, and West Virginia and drop them all very comfortably. Drop them all very comfortably.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Deep in the heart of Texas. That's really a fact. That's not kidding. That's on the level. And when you put all those inside the Texas borders, you'd still have room for... Just across is Covington. Just across the river is Covington. That's beautiful. Ohio, I want to help you, but I shouldn't do it. I really should. Students! We can also have room for beautiful Ohio. That's right. Which is the larger, Texas or Germany?
Texas.
Texas is larger than Germany? That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. And now it's Whack Rabbit Barbara Custer of Hollywood, California. And by the way, you're only getting one question apiece tonight. So be on your toes now, Private Barbara Custer. This is Barbara Custer of one of the largest Army Service Post installations in the world, Fort Bliss. Now, Barbara, listen closely. What is the other name we commonly use for Texas? Texas, you call it what? What else do you call it?
The Lone Star State.
The Lone Star State is right. Which is the farthest distance? From Berlin to Moscow, from New York to Chicago, or from El Paso to Brownsville, Texas? Which of those would you say is the farthest distance? Berlin to Moscow, New York to Chicago, or El Paso to Brownsville, Texas?
I'll say El Paso to Brownsville.
El Paso to Brownsville, you say that?
Yes.
That's right. That's absolutely right, by a few miles. That's the farthest distance. But it's those as you say the farthest distance is from El Paso to Juarez. Say, one Texas hero was president of the Republic of Texas. He was a senator and the governor of the state. A great Texas city is named for him. What's his name? A great Texas city is named for him. I'm the honorary fire chief in that city, by the way. Sam is going to hate you.
Houston.
Sam Houston. Houston is right, right. Now, today the Fighting Sons of Texas keep alive the tradition of Sam Houston and Davy Crockett. And the Texas fighting men around this world fight harder because they know... I've been working on the railroad. Well, that's the same melody, but what are the... The chickens are upon...
Yeah, the chickens are upon...
Oh, yes, she knows that. She was just a little nervous. That's absolutely right.
The winner, Professor.
Absolutely, the winner. And the winner is with a perfect score all the way... It's Whack Private Barbara Custer of Hollywood, California. Ah, yes. She not only gets a $50 war bond first prize, but an additional $25 bond for a perfect score all the way, or $75 in all. And to second high for a great try, this $25 bond. And what's more, the other four each get $10 in stamps. Huh?
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.